As a husband and father, obviously it has been of great importance to me to keep my wife and children safe, even above my own personal safety. I know the husbands and fathers reading this now can definitely relate. You know without question that you would lay your own life down for those you love the most in this world. But I also know that I cannot be with my wife and my children every second of every day. My wife is with our four children almost all of the time. And so it is critical to ensure my wife can defend herself and our children if needed. This can look like a lot of different things depending on what you and your wife feel comfortable with. My wife is an avid shooter, so we have implemented firearms into our personal protection plan. As a part of this, I like to take my wife out shooting on a monthly basis so we can go over her shooting technique as well as make sure she is proficient using each of the firearms in our home. In my opinion, it is critical that if you are going to provide your wife with a handgun, you should also provide her the training on how to use it. If you don't provide her the training, or in some situations, she doesn't want the training, then this can potentially create a situation that is even more dangerous if your wife were to ever be attacked. This philosophy doesn't just stop with firearms, either. If you are going to purchase your wife a taser or pepper spray, the concept is still the same. It is critical that she be well informed on how to use any weapon, and that practice using each item is done frequently. In a crisis situation when emotions are high, you will want your wife to be able to react properly and immediately, not to waste time thinking about how to react. The only way this can be achieved is through a great deal of practice and review of how items work. Regardless of whether or not you and your wife have chosen to implement firearms into your personal protection plan, there are a number of other tips that women can implement into their daily activities in order to keep everyone safe. Here are just a few basic tips that will help do just that. If you feel like someone is watching you or one of your children, you definitely need to take note. Often, an individual may feel like someone is watching them and then dismiss this thinking, believing that they are being paranoid. Don't feel like you are being paranoid. If your gut instinct is telling you something is wrong with a situation, pay attention to that. If you feel like someone is watching you or one of your children, you need to do what is necessary to ensure that you and your children are immediately safe. Secondary to that, you will need to try to remember as many details about the person as you can. Ask yourself, have you seen that person before? If you notice them at the park, has he or she been at the park before? How about another establishment? Can you see any other helpful information such as a license plate number? You will definitely want to get a description of the person and the car if available. If the individual is on foot, which direction did he or she arrive from or leave from? Most importantly, get a description of the person. Make sure you write the information down or record it somewhere. Most cell phones have some sort of notepad system, and if they don't, then you can always text it to your spouse, which my wife has done before. By texting me that information, she not only provided me with the information that we could later pass on to the authorities, but she also provided a timestamp of when she saw the individual. That way, when you are talking to the authorities, you have a definite time in which you saw the person and you aren't just guessing. This is a great technique for recording information like this. Do not be afraid of involving the authorities in these types of situations. If you really think someone is following you, you definitely need to involve the police. That is what they are there for. Be cautious if someone you don't know strikes up a conversation with you, especially if you are alone. This is something that is hard to think about because as Christians we want to meet new people and establish relationships. However, you do need to guard your words when it comes to talking to strangers. You would not believe the amount of information a perpetrator can get from someone by just striking up a conversation. Before you know it, they can know your name, the names and ages of your kids, what you drive, including license plate if you drove to that location, and a good idea of where you live. Now, is that the kind of information that you would want a perpetrator to know about you and your family? Of course not. The key here is to just think about your answers before you give them. In the long run, it is better to be safe than sorry. Be sure you watch who your children talk to as well. If you see them talking to an adult, this should be a big red flag. We always joke in our household that by talking to our children, you can find out our address, phone numbers, and social security numbers. We continually try to teach them about stranger danger and about not giving out information to people we don't know. But there is definitely an age where these concepts don't even occur to them. That is why we, as parents, need to be so diligent about watching out for these situations before it is too late. Make sure your cell phone is always with you and is fully charged. Your phone can be one of your greatest tools in a critical situation. Always tell someone where you are going, who you will be with, and what time you expect to be home. This is critical information if something happens to you. Be sure that you park in a safe location. This means that you avoid parking near places where a perpetrator can hide. This also means that you park in locations that have good lighting. Obviously, there are many other tips that an individual can use to keep themselves safe on a daily basis. These are just a few important habits that will help you stay safe when you are out and about. It may be overwhelming to think about implementing these all at once, but over time it does get easier and you will be surprised at how observant you become with a little practice. Remember, there is no such thing as being too observant or being too safe when it comes to your safety and the safety of your loved ones. _ Exploring the responsibility of government officials to obey God, what Christians should do about them, if they don't. _